I had the procedure nearly 10 years ago. Called my insurance company and then the doctor's office. The day came and I was done in about 30 minutes. Low-key weekend, an ice pack here or there. Recovery was uneventful. Yes, it was that simple. That's what agency and autonomy is. Men clearly have it when it comes to healthcare and their bodies. Sure, my wife and I talked about the procedure and came to a mutual decision. We were happy with the kids we had and we didn't want more. However, let's be crystal clear. In the eyes of our government, it was my decision. I had final say with what I wanted to do with my body. There was no waiting period. I didn't have to cross state lines. I wasn't subjected to special images or mandatory reading. I didn't have to run a gauntlet of protesters outside the clinic. I didn't have women legislating draconian restrictions on my ability to do what I want with my body. Thanks to science, we know women are physiologically and physically different from men. On that basis, we control our bodies and do with them what we want. Oh, if we're men, that is. Women? Not so much, depending on where you live in the United States. Thomas Jefferson famously declared that governments are created from the consent of the governed, and the Constitution was written to secure the blessings of liberty, allowing us to live in a society free from oppressive restrictions on one's way of life. I can think of nothing more restricting than legislating what a woman or a man can or cannot do with their body. A decision, a phone call, a walk into the clinic, a safe and legal procedure. A woman should have the exact same rights to do what I did, period. I'm Wester Worry, and that's my perspective.